And Jim Dedich, would you come tell us what God has done in your life?
Two things before I begin. First, when I started coming to Grace Bible Church about 7 years ago, I was an unbeliever. Not unlike the Apostle Paul, I was hard-hearted and opposed to Christianity. I've had discussions with and been ministered to by many great men here, and I know many more people have prayed for me, leading me to this moment. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for that. Second, public speaking is easily my biggest fear in life. Over the last week, I've been calm and almost excited about coming up here. Now that the time is here, it's all out the window and I'm terrified. If it seems like I'm nervous, it's because I am very much so. Hello, my name is Jim Dedich, and I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I'm here to be baptized today as an outward symbol of my desire to die to myself and my readiness to start a new life in Christ. I want to be obedient to God, as it says in John 3:5, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. I've been here at Grace Bible Church for about 7 years now, and I came to Christ just over 2 years ago. I've been delaying my baptism because of my fear of man, that is, having to speak in front of people. I'd rather be baptized in this pool here full of hungry sharks and piranhas than having to speak in front of everybody right now. And my prayer of having very few people as possible show up today was unanswered. Everyone's here. But God ultimately knows what's best for me. Since I started my walk with Christ, I'm reminded that it's not about me. And it says in John 3:30, he must increase, but I must decrease. In the scheme of things, I'm getting off pretty easy. What is more terrifying? Speaking in front of people or being unjustly accused and put to death for crimes I didn't commit as Jesus did for me? To think that God loves me so much that he would sacrifice his only son for my salvation, the least I can do is come up here and boast on what he has done for me. I was born in Ohio as an only child, raised by my two adoring parents. I grew up in a Catholic church, in a Catholic grade school, a Catholic high school. My Catholic upbringing helped me to learn how to be a good person and do good works, but it never really taught me about salvation and how it is by grace alone through faith alone. Through grade school, I went to Mass twice a week, completely uninspired and never really hearing the gospel preached or being encouraged to read my Bible outside of church. Going to church for me was just a chore that got in the way of anything else I'd rather be doing. And then I was off to college, and church and anything relating to religion was out the window. I spent my college career partying like, in Prince's words, like it's 1999. After college, my job led me to Arizona, where my parting ways continued even after I met my beautiful wife, Marcella. A few years into our marriage, Marcella came to Christ and was baptized. As she began her walk, I was less than supportive for her, placing many stumbling blocks in her way, and at times I was downright hostile towards God. I wanted to continue my life of sin and depravity unchallenged and without conviction. I was comfortable in the darkness. I truly regret my lack of support for my beloved wife during that time. And with all of her love, encouragement, and prayers for me, it makes my walk seem like a cakewalk. And for you, baby, I'm grateful forever. After attending several churches around the valley, God brought us here to Grace Bible Church. And after being here for about 5 years, one day during a communion prayer, my eyes were opened. That day, with a much burdened heart, one of the elders laid it out plain and simple. Repent and believe. That's all it takes to gain salvation. Repent and believe. I know I'd heard it before, but that day, God reached into my heart and woke me up. I started to cry, broken by my sins and hard heart. It was then that I asked God into my life, and from that day on, my eyes were opened and everything came into focus. It was like in the movie The Matrix, with the little green characters cascading down the screen. I was now able to read them for the first time. I was able to hear and understand God's word. Every day, I wanted to be more obedient to God, and I wanted to do all things for his glory and not mine. God had lifted a great burden that was on my shoulders. It doesn't depend on me anymore. I still struggle daily as my flesh wants to run to the darkness and hide my sins of selfishness, desires of worldly pleasures and indulgences. This leads to another reason I've been delaying being baptized. I figured I'd try to clean myself up a bit first. As I looked at myself, I'm better than a lot of people I see around me. Like I'm honest, I go to work, I provide for my family, I don't steal, I don't do drugs, I don't cheat on my wife, I'm not in trouble with the law. I'm generally nice to people, so I'm good. But if I compare myself to Christ, the unblemished and perfect sacrifice, how wretched I still am. Though my mind may still try to lead me to darkness, with my heart now full of God's power and love, the intensities of these temptations is lessened. Through this, I am encouraged by Mark 2:17, as Jesus said, "It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." As I started on my walk, I would continually ask God to reach out to me, sometimes wonder if he is even there listening. And then I finally came to the realization that God has always been there for me, with his hands outstretched, waiting to take me in. It was me reaching out like a tired toddler, not really wanting to do what I'm supposed to be doing. I just not wanting to reach out and just let go of myself. Over the last 3 years, I've been testing the waters of faith in Christ. 2 years ago, when my eyes were opened, it was like going past waist deep, where it just gets really difficult, just that little first dip there. But since then, I have learned to love and embrace the waters around me, like the glory of God surrounding me. I feel as if now I'm up to my neck in the waters, and today I figuratively and literally desire to be all in, fully immersed in God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm excited about my rebirthing today, to breathe for the first time with my new lungs and to come fully alive in Christ. My prayer going forward from today is that I can grow daily, being more sanctified. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come." I desire to continue to grow closer to God and ultimately meet Jesus face to face. I long to hear his sweet voice telling me, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master." I want to be a light in the darkness. I want to be a sower of seeds in people's lives. And I want to love Jesus better so I can be a better husband, a better father, a better son, and a better friend. I hope to shed my fear of man and boldly proclaim the good news as I boast of my Savior, Jesus Christ.
Jim, based upon your repentance and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, it is my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.